I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. Former Democratic gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams tweeted Friday night that the site of the November 20th Democratic presidential candidates debate will be Tyler Perry Studios. GPB has not independently confirmed that yet. Earlier this month, Tyler Perry made history by becoming the first African-American man to own a major movie studio. Meanwhile, MSNBC announced the debate moderators will be Rachel Maddow, Andrea Mitchell, Kristen Welker, and Ashley Parker. Georgia's voting rolls have grown over the last 11 months. The state says more than 350,000 new voters have registered this year. The increase has boosted Georgia's voter rolls to a record high of nearly 7.4 million people. Many of the new voters are people of color or under the age of 30, both groups that are more likely to support Democrats than Republicans. This according to a Pew Research Center poll. Georgia's schools have received their annual report card. GPB's Grant Blankenship has more.
Two big takeaways from this year's College and Career Ready Performance Index are that the state's high schools are doing slightly better in getting kids ready for college and work than they did last year, but middle schools and elementary schools have fallen off the 2018 pace. A trouble spot for elementary schools is the closing the gap measure, a reflection of how well younger students are meeting new higher standards. Demographically, the numbers of non-white students in the state schools continues to grow, while the white population is dropping. And the majority of the state's students, about 64%, are still classed as economically disadvantaged. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.
The Becton Dickinson Medical Sterilization Facility in Covington has agreed to a temporary shutdown from October 30th to November 6th. The move came ahead of a court hearing today, prompted by a motion for a temporary restraining order filed last week by Attorney General Chris Carr. Carr accused BD officials of misleading the state about the company's ethylene oxide leaks and failing to follow through on promises to fix them. Ethylene oxide is a known carcinogen. BD says the plant closing could lead to shortages of sterilized medical devices in Georgia and throughout the United States. The Covington plant sterilizes approximately 15 million medical devices each month. And commissioners in Athens, Clark County say they intend to spend $4 million as part of a package to fight poverty. But after months of study, they are not sure where or how the funds should be spent. The Athens Banner-Herald reports that several commissioners like the idea of hiring two people who would identify and apply for grants for anti-poverty programs. Other commissioners favor a neighborhood leaders program that would involve more than a dozen people who would help residents access services such as education, employment opportunities, and child care. No word on when a final decision will be announced. And in sports, Dan Quinn's hold on his job as Atlanta Falcons head coach got even more tenuous yesterday as the Falcons lost to Seattle 27-20 at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. That drops Atlanta's record to 1 win and 7 losses for the season. Team owner Arthur Blank says he plans to evaluate Quinn's status over the next few weeks. The Falcons are off this week. Their next game is November 10th against the New Orleans Saints. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News. The Becton Dickinson Medical Sterilization Facility in Covington has agreed to a temporary shutdown from October 30th to November 6th. The move came ahead of a court hearing today, prompted by a motion for a temporary restraining order filed last week by Attorney General Chris Carr. Carr accused BD officials of misleading the state about the company's ethylene oxide leaks and failing to follow through on promises to fix them. Ethylene oxide is a known carcinogen. BD says the plant closing could lead to shortages of sterilized medical devices in Georgia and throughout the United States. The Covington plant sterilizes approximately 15 million medical devices each month.